They say every prophet leaves a final message, not always written, not always spoken, but left behind in the silence, waiting to be heard when the world is ready. For Queen Nanny, that message wasn't a sermon. It wasn't a command. It was a staff, a carved piece of wood, weathered, worn, passed from elder to elder, still held in Moortown today. They call it the final staff. This insight is not about war. It is about wisdom, not about rebellion, but remembrance. It's about the last things Nanny left behind, and what they still ask of us. Let's start with the staff itself. Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Final Staff, Nanny's Last Messages to the World. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music, into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. It isn't gold. It's not adorned with jewels. It doesn't shine. It's simple, made of cedar wood, smooth from hands, worn at the base, etched with symbols no colonial historian has ever translated correctly. But the Maroons know what it is. It's not a walking stick. It's a timeline, a record, a spiritual key, an encoded message from the woman who built a nation in the hills. They say she carved it herself, not all at once, but slowly, over decades. Every line on it marks a victory, a prophecy, a vision, a warning. There's a spiral that represents the First War, a triangle for the Safe River, a series of grooves only visible in moonlight, counting the warriors who walked with her and never returned. One mark sits alone, lower than all the rest. Some say it represents her own crossing. From leader, to ancestor, to eternal guardian, she left it behind quietly. No fanfare, no ritual, no ceremony, just handed it to one elder, and disappeared into the fog. But the messages didn't stop, because the staff still speaks. When you hold it, so they say, you feel a pulse. Not from the wood, from within yourself. It doesn't shout. It doesn't demand. It simply asks, are you still walking in truth? Her final message was not a farewell. It was a mirror, an invitation to keep going. To remember that freedom is not a one-time act. It's a rhythm, a responsibility, a relationship with land, with spirit, with self. She didn't leave laws. She left principles. And they live in that staff. Over the years, the staff has passed through many hands. Each new colonel in Moortown touches it before taking leadership, not as a ritual, as a reminder that they do not walk alone, that their authority is not in their name, but in the line they continue. And when decisions are difficult, they hold the staff and listen to her. Some say the staff is magic. Others say it's just wood. But maybe magic has always been memory made solid. Maybe her final gift wasn't power. It was perspective. Beyond the staff, Nanny's last messages live elsewhere, too. In the rivers she bathed in the sacred paths only elders know, in the warnings etched into Maroon songs, sung in twilight so softly they sound like lullabies. Until you understand the words, don't follow the Empire's rhythm. Don't trade spirit for ease. Don't forget who you are. These are the messages she didn't shout. She whispered, so we would have to lean in and listen. Her final staff also teaches this. You are the next bearer. Whether or not you touch wood, you carry her line. If you carry her truth, that freedom is sacred. That resistance must be rooted. That silence can be powerful. That not everything holy wears robes or crowns. Some walk barefoot. Some wear red cloth. Some kneel in rivers and leave their legacy in trees. So ask yourself, what would she carve on your spirit? What grooves would you earn on your staff? Are you moving like someone who remembers? Or just surviving? Because Nanny didn't survive. She transformed. And her final staff? It was never meant to stand still. It was meant to be carried. Forward. Let this be the closing of a circle, not an ending. Because Nanny never died. She walked into the fog. And left behind. A staff. A rhythm. A breath. And she waits. Not in the past. But in every step you take toward truth.